Joined with me right now is Graham from Essex County Fire and Rescue Service. They offer a fantastic service throughout our community. Hello, Graham. Thank you for giving us 2 minutes of your time.
Hi.
Just wondering if you could tell us a little bit about your organisation, what you have to offer and your services, etc. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm here tonight with Steve. We're community safety officers. We're obviously here promoting fire safety. One of the biggest problems we have as a service is the general public out there think it's never going to happen to them. And because they think it's never going to happen to them, they get a little bit complacent, a little bit blasé with their fire precautionary arrangements. So we take the opportunity to attend events like this and just promote the message, really.
Absolutely fantastic, and it's wonderful how you can come down today on this lovely summer's night as well. Thank you. My next question would be, you have a giant banner here. It's a fantastic question. It reads, how would you all get out alive? Now, your response to this question, what would be the best thing to do? What advice would you give our community on how would they help themselves, save themselves? What could they do? What's the best thing that we could do?
Right, the first thing is to be prepared for it. The likelihood is it's never going to happen, but what we don't want is people thinking about it for the first time when it has happened. So it's about making sure you've got smoke detectors on every level. Now, if you haven't, if they're sort of 10 years old, if they're not working, get in touch with the fire service. If you're at Swanmead tonight, come and see us, and we can arrange for you to have smoke detectors supplied and fitted free of charge. Okay, the second thing, make sure that we close doors of a night time, because that's going to protect your exit route. It's going to slow down the spread of the fire. It's going to slow down the spread of the smoke. It's going to give you a better opportunity to get out. We need to think about escape plans. So we've got lots of information here tonight. So if you are here, come and see us. If you're not here tonight, have a look on our website. All the information is on there.
That's fantastic, Graham. Brilliant advice to our community in Basildon. Thank you. Just wondering also, what other ways could members of the public can contact your organisation? Other, like the forms of social media perhaps, or telephone numbers?
Yeah, we've got a Facebook account. We've got a Twitter account. We've got a website. You can call into the local stations. Every station in the county has an open day. Have a look when that is. Basildon's is coming up. Allsits is coming up shortly. Pop in, just have a chat, see what's going on.